Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dámy a pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodím k vám každú nedeľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, len dneska o 5.30 hodiny u Pittsburghu a jak vždy o 5.10 hodiny u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Palouka. Dneska je nedeľa 29. oktobra 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday, this week only, at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. We will go back to our normal 3:30 slot next week, and as always, at 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. I am your host, Dean Palouka, and today is October 29th. It is a Sunday, 2023. We are in the middle of the Carpatho-Russian Festival at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown. If by chance you are riding in your car or live close to Uniontown, come on down. Sokira is playing, will be playing until 5 o'clock. They have food, they got refreshments, they have sales items, they have crafts, and much more. That is St. John's Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown, the Carpatho-Russian Festival, the 41st edition of that. And we're going to start off today's broadcast by first going to the group Hrzda with Stefan, and then a number from Zakarpattia.
Yeah.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russin Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us here on Russin FM. If you'd like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Or you can always contribute by going to our main page, the Carpatha Russin Society, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russin Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russin Heritage Radio Program. It is not too early to start thinking about Christmas, and we will be having three special Christmas broadcasts. The first one on Sunday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, for those of us on the new calendar. On New Year's Eve, the 31st of December, as well as on old calendar Christmas on January 7th. If you would like to sponsor one of these broadcasts, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351, or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com.
Я тебе не хочу, же балю, де знали, же балю, де знали.
Happy birthday wishes go out to linguist, pedagogue, and one of the codifiers of the Rusyn literary language in Slovakia, Vasil Jabor. Vasil celebrated his 87th birthday yesterday, October 28th, and he was born in 1936 in the village of Stakchin, which is a mile or two from Snina, east of Snina, in Upper Zemplin County. Vasil studied at the Russian Gymnasium in Humene from 1947 to 1943 and graduated from the Ukrainian Secondary School in Snina in 1954. Vasil continued his education at the Higher School of Russian Language and Literature in Prague, where he graduated in 1958. He then went to Comenius University in Bratislava, where he obtained the titles of Candidate of Sciences in 1987 and Associate Professor in 1991. As a specialist in the field of functional linguistics, Vasil taught at the Pedagogical School in Prešov from 1961 through 1977, the University of Pavel Šafarik in Prešov in 1964 through 1986, and in the Higher Pedagogical School in Nitra from 1986 to 1993. After the communist regime fell in 1989, Vasil began to work on the codification of the Rusyn literary language. In 1993, Vasil decided to fully devote himself to the Rusyn language, specifically trying to fulfill the goal of Rusynska obroda, the Rusyn Renaissance movement, to create a codified Rusyn language. Vasil's decision was not without consequences. Colleagues from the university in Prešov, who were very Ukrainian-oriented, accused him of abandoning his mission as a scientist at the moment when he decided to join the political Rusynism, quote-unquote, movement, which was what it was called at the time. The result of the process was a series of language publications, which Vasil was the editor and author. He was also active in the Prešov branch of the State Pedagogical Institute in Bratislava, where for the Ministry of Education for the Slovak Republic, Vasil prepared a program on learning the Rusyn language at the first level of basic schools. That program was extended to the second level of elementary school and also through secondary school. This was followed by the publication of a series of textbooks for the first through ninth year of primary school and the first through fourth years of secondary schools. It was no surprise that in 1998, the Rusyn department was established at Prešov University, followed by the Independent Institute of Rusyn Language and Culture in 2008. Vasil Jabor is also the author of a series of Rusyn textbooks for university students and is the co-author and editor-in-chief of the publication Rules of the Rusyn Language, published in 1994, which laid the foundation for the norms of the Rusyn literary language in Slovakia. In June of 2001, Vasil Jabor was awarded the Pribina Cross Third Class for his outstanding contribution to the cultural development of the Slovak Republic and for the codification of the Rusyn language by President Zuzana Čaputová. Happy birthday, Mnohaya I Blahaya Lita, Vasil Jabor.
Я дівочка, як ружичка, ма червена, красна лічка. Гей, Дунай, 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 скоч до нього шугай. Гей, Дунай, 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 скоч до нього шугай. А весело! Йо-йо-йо-йо! Я червена, була я румена, каплем не жіда.
Place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family-oriented.
GCU. GCU for life. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, gcuusa.com. gcuusa.com, or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at our usual time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russian FM. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, c-rs.org, c-rs.org, where you can join the society, see our upcoming events, and start shopping for Christmas. We have an online store that contains a lot of items such as, well, there's a shirt here that says, I love Bubba. There are books such as God is a Russian, Icon of Spring, Wooden Churches of the Russians, Introduction to Russian Language and Culture. There are also CDs, there are woodcrafted items, there are flags, there are buttons and pins, and much more. So go to c-rs.org and click on store. c-rs.org and click on store. Listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. Go onto your computer and log on to russin.fm. Or on your mobile device, go to your app store and find Russin FM. Russin FM, your Russin radio station. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyzden. S Bohom.
Messiah не косив, йому медвідь на носі. Зелена, будемо косити, довірна, довірна. Де попіна ковісу, де травичка зелена, будемо косити, довірна, довірна. Маковицу, е травичка зелена, будемо косити, довірна, довірна. Е попі маковицу, е травичка зелена, будемо косити, довірна, довірна. Ніж нема, ніж нема, шутко вода чама. Травичка зелена, будемо косити, довірна, довірна. Де попіна ковіцу, де травичка зелена, будемо косити, довірна, довірна.
Голоси русинів Америка.